Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on advising people and being brief when doing so. In other words, giving good advice, good counsel, and at the same time being brief when doing so. We did the hadith of Hazrat Irbad ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu narrating that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a very profound, eloquent lecture which caused our hearts to tremble and our eyes to shed tears. And the whole hadith was mentioned wherein they mentioned to Sahaba mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's as though that this is your last, it seems like this is your parting advices to us, so increase upon it. And we saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them advice, but kept it very, very brief. In other words, at that time when they're asking for parting advices, even at that moment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not unnecessarily lengthen and make the advices very long. So that was completing that chapter. So today we start a new chapter, Babul Waqari was Sakina, the chapter on dignity and composure. Now this dignity and composure may seem like something very small or very mild, but it makes up the character of a person, the level of composure he's got, the level of dignity, the level of thought that he gives when he does things, the way he behaves. All this makes up the character of a person. Is he an impulsive person? Does a person instinctively just do things, say things, behave in a certain manner, and later it becomes a cause of regret? So this composure, the sakina, and waqar means dignity. These two things are very, very important. They go together. A person who's generally composed, who's calculated, who thinks about what he does before he does anything, you'll find this person has very few regrets, as opposed to a person who's very impulsive in the way he speaks, impulsive in the actions that he does, impulsive in the decisions even he makes to purchase items. Sometimes you find a person will be impulsive to buy a property, and then later he realizes that, you know what, I can't afford it. He buys a car, he sees it, he's so excited about buying it, but he realizes I can't afford it. Why? That composure wasn't there, that dignity wasn't there in terms of the way he behaved. So this is something which is part of our deen. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing it. Person is composed, he's calculated, he decides, he thinks, he gives it consideration before he does anything, before just acting impulsively. قال الله تعالى وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. In Surah Furqan, Allah Ta'ala says, the servants of the merciful. Servants of the merciful means the servants of Allah Ta'ala are those who walk on earth with humility, and when the ignorant talk to them, they say salam. When the ignorant talk to them, they say salam. We explained this before. It can mean two things. Is that what these people do is that salam in the sense that they act, literally say salam to those people that are ignorant and they move away from there. Or salam means that they actually keep themselves away from these type of people. They don't unnecessarily go and mix up to people who are ignorant. So they keep themselves away from these type of ignorant people. They don't go into those situations where they are forced now to behave in an ignorant manner with ignorant people. So this is what is meant by them. By this, this shows us that this waqar, this dignity also means that we don't go into positions and don't put ourselves into places where we will have to behave in an ignorant manner. One short hadith under the section, and the section completes. An Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat ma ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mujtami'an qattu dhahikan hatta tura minhu lahawatuhu innama kana yatabassamu muttafaqun alayh. Hadith Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that I never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laughing to such an extent that the back of his mouth became visible. He used to merely smile. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at the time of laughter, so to speak, at the time of laughter, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would just smile. This was the control and the dignity that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, not that screaming and laughing on the top of his mouth or voice and cheering. That type of thing wasn't seen in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much of composure, so much of dignity, that even when one person, a normal person or any other person, would want to laugh, that the mouth, the inside of the mouth becomes exposed. At this time also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just smile. In other words, such total control, such dignity Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, that he even wouldn't laugh with a sound. Allah Ta'ala give us this dignity, give us that control. At the time when a person is excited and happy, that time sometimes people lose themselves in that excitement. But even at that time, Rasulullah had so much of control over himself that he would just smile. This word lahawat that is used at the back of the mouth, it refers to that flesh that is on the throat, that hangs down the throat. So the back of the throat, that flesh that is hanging down, that flesh is lahawat. So that part of flesh of Rasulullah would never be seen. Even when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was happy, he would just smile. That mouth wasn't fully open when he laughed. So that is what it meant by this hadith. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to maintain that composure. You'll find a person who maintains the composure all the time. He won't say the wrong things to his wife. He won't say the wrong things to his children. He won't say the wrong things to his staff. He'll be calculated. He'll be able to control himself. You won't find that person also getting involved in any type of road rage. That person getting involved in any type of unnecessary fights, using vulgar language. Why? Because he's got total control. Rasulullah ﷺ had control of even his laughter. How much of control we should be trying to bring in our lives, to bring the life of Rasulullah ﷺ into our lives. Allah Ba'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.